Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be listening. Thank you very much for tuning in to the All You Listen Now podcast, where we'll talk about anything and everything. I'm your host, Johnny, back at it again for another week. Hey, yo, my shout out this week goes to everybody out there listening that, in spite of the technological advancements with things like Google Maps, they still will go out and buy a globe. There was a story about this in the AP that was done. Even though most people who buy them are just using them for decoration purposes, I still think that's pretty cool. So shout out to you throwback individuals. But nevertheless, good people, I certainly hope you've had a very, very good week, because I know that I have as well. All right, ladies and gents, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to download and listen. Of course, the podcast is getting played anywhere. Podcast is being played nowadays by searching for All You Listening Now podcast, and that's including over on YouTube. On YouTube, if you have not had a chance to check out the YouTube page, I do different things over there in way of videos. And if you see anything over there that you're interested in, again, liking, subscribing, much like the podcast, helps spread the show to new listeners. And I greatly appreciate you all for doing that. Of course, I leave timestamps for every segment of the show, so that way, if you're a little crunched for time, don't have the opportunity to listen to the entire show, you can time skip your way straight to the favorite segment of your choosing. So look for those options in the description. But let's get started with this. So a couple of episodes ago, on episode 131, I talked about these jobs reports that get sent out and told to us are a bunch of bull crap, and that people, you know, have to work two jobs just to make ends meet to survive, when, you know, not too long ago, you could work one job and survive. Well, looking at everything that has happened in the last 3 years, paying more and more attention to the WEF along with the globalists, their plan has become more and more clear: the destruction of the middle and poor class. Make no mistakes, ladies and gents, this plan started long ago, much longer than the last 3 years. But today, I want to focus on recent events, because the plan has started to be sped up. So I want to break it down piece by piece and go through all of it. So let's start with March of 2020 came, and with that, the United States saw COVID brought to us and it caused us to shut down. Now, in hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have, but it happened, which put us on the edge. Some states started to open back up and let folks back to work and to some form of normalcy in those particular states around May of 2020. Now, this was happening mostly in red states, but this wasn't all states. And with this, many small businesses, you know, the backbone of the U.S. economy and the heart of the middle class, was forced to shut their doors completely due to not making money. Not even the PPP program could actually save them. Fast forward to the election, when now President Biden took office, and there were talks about giving out another stimulus check to everyone. There were, you know, many economists, I remember at the time, that were saying that this second stimulus wasn't needed, and all it would do actually is drive too much money into the economy that would add fuel to the fire of the incoming inflation from the Fed buying up bonds, the first stimulus that we actually had that was given out, and other government programs that were out there, like the PPP loan program and extending unemployment benefits for far too long to people for simply just not wanting to work. All of that was pumping more money into the system that we did not need. Of course, no one paid attention to it because we as humans sometimes don't pay attention to what long-term repercussions will happen due to our immediate action or overreactions. Pain and fear drives this type of thing to happen, and the powers that be knew this. They played on emotions and did it anyway in January of 2021, and in an act of so-called benevolence, they passed the second stimulus. Now, the pain was not seen yet by the public, but the train had left the station. Oh, before I actually get too far ahead, I do want to point out that during this span of time, the Federal Reserve, also known as the Fed, dropped interest rates to zero, which sounded good at the time, but set the stage for something that I will actually point out later. Now, let's jump to the third quarter of 2021. And this was when the housing market started going crazy. If you all, remember that, it started going insane. People saw their house values start to shoot through the roof. And, well, people started to, sell to take advantage of it. Now, I don't blame anybody that did this, but due to this, investment firms like BlackRock and Vanguard and other companies jumped into the fray and started buying homes too. Well, much like anything in a free market society that we live in, the more demand, the more the cost goes up and up and up, and people sold and others overpaid for houses that all the while not knowing what was coming with inflation and other things down the road. This lasted until the fourth quarter of the same year, but the inflation bubble that had been building since the start of the pandemic was at a fever pitch by the time, let's say, 2022 came in and it popped. And for anyone that had bought a home really after the third quarter of 2021 was in a home that will see them paying elevated costs for everything. Bills, gas, food, you name it, everything went up. Setting the rates to zero, much like that second stimulus check, was only going to help drive up inflation, and well, it did just that. Now, everything was expensive and in many ways unaffordable for many middle class and poor families, but the plan of making things unattainable was not done yet. This was only part one of that plan. Part two also started in 2020, and it started right after the death of George Floyd. You see, this event started the movement that you all might have heard of called Defund the Police. This movement, simply put, saw people chanting and wanting to dismantle any and every form of police in the United States, which saw several blue-leaning areas there start to pass laws and issue budget cuts that started to take the power away from police and started to put the power into the hands of criminals. Laws like catch and release, passing laws that would allow criminals to sue companies if they were injured by an employee trying to stop them from stealing, and raising the value of what is considered a felony for theft. In most of these areas, it's above $1,000, I believe, which is just insane. A person could provide instant game night to their family by stealing a whole PS5 with the extra controller and a couple of games and walk out the store and nothing would happen. And they wouldn't actually even be charged with felony theft or burglary. Truly amazing stuff. We are seeing this happen more and more with companies having to take this on the chin. Well, with the police in these areas powerless to do anything due to these laws, and businesses not able to do anything to stop these criminals, other than, spend more of their money to try to put barricades and chains and locks and things like that into place, many businesses are starting to close up shop because they can't afford to actually keep taking losses. The general rule of business for anybody who is trying to start one who may be listening. Guess where many of those places are? Yep, they are in middle and poor areas, taking jobs out of those communities and access to certain foods and goods that people need to survive. On top of that, now states like California and Illinois want to pass laws to stop businesses from leaving these communities instead of actually passing laws to, you know, stop the criminals from destroying these cities because, well, that would be racist if they actually passed those laws, or so we're told. Looks like defunding the police wasn't such a great idea, but the people in power who wanted to do this already knew that and is still hell-bent on pushing this and making the masses believe that it's actually necessary. It was needed, though, because, again, remember, the globalists and the establishment go. It's for you and me to own nothing, be happy, and rely on the chosen elite. If you go look at the WEF's website and their plan, it lays it out perfectly. You will own nothing and be happy. With all of this happening, you would think that they would be content, that the establishment, that the globalists would be intent with all the chaos that is going on right now. But nope, more needs to be done. The middle and poor class need to be destroyed as quickly as possible. And to do that, they need as many people contributing to this madness as possible. And with that, insert the illegal immigration situation. The goal with bringing in illegals isn't what they say, which is because we're a nation of immigrants or because they care so deeply for these downtrodden people. No, that's not it. It is to help with this systematic destruction. I mean, after all, look where they're actually dropping off these illegal immigrants. They're dropping them off into the poor neighborhoods, of course. When they were dropped off in Martha's Vineyard, nope, y'all got to get up out of here. Those areas already have limited resources, but no worries. The government in those areas are not only going to give them those limited resources that are in those poor neighborhoods, but they're going to provide them with more tax-funded items and even money. I think New York is actually giving them thousands of dollars to, you know, use. Of course, in these areas, they're also using community centers and schools where the people who normally live there are typically, you know, the ones that use them. But nope, they can't because the illegals have taken that over. Next, with the illegal migrants, outside of giving them free stuff, the idea that is brought up is granting them work permits, an easier path to citizenship, and even the right to vote prior to even being a citizen. Why have them vote, you ask? Well, they want this because the idea is that those individuals that came illegally would vote blue, allowing them to keep power to continue with this systematic destruction. New York, being the slow-burning to ash state that it is, tried to actually do this, and the Supreme Court shut this down as unconstitutional because it is, but in 2024, nothing seems to matter much regarding the law or the Constitution when it comes to the established and the globalist mindset of individuals that are currently in government. Funny how when some people were talking about the Great Replacement Theory, people on the left were calling those people racist and conspiracy theorists, but now the black and other minority groups that are in those poor areas where these migrants are being dropped off at are starting to see this too and are starting to say the exact same thing. Funny how that happens. Now, in my opinion, this is absolutely happening and is the case, but, you know, I digress. When you take all of this into account, this is why we are seeing what is happening today in the United States and maybe even in certain parts of the world. Much like I referred to earlier, the goal is to make sure that we will own nothing, be happy, and ultimately will become dependent on them for our daily lives. It's why back in the day, the welfare program was put into place, and even to this day, it's still given out without any plan in the program to help people on the program to be able to, at some point, get off it to be able to stand on their own. The same will happen with the illegals that are allowed in, all to get them sucked in to the plan. Kind of a God complex, don't you think? I'll even take this a step further, though, and say that the powers that be want this so bad, and they want it to get even worse as the year goes on. And as the year goes on, we will see more and more of that 2020 playbook that was being used getting thrown down our throats. The media coverage about the Dexter Reed story screams this. If you don't know who Dexter Reed is, he was a young man basically shot at police and then they shot at him 96 times and took his life. This is why this election is so important, because if we don't vote out these globalist sycophants with their God complex, then the United States will stop being a constitutional republic and will become a socialist, Marxist, communist country just in time for the globalists to have what Emperor Palpatine said in episode 3 of Star Wars as he was blasting Mace Windu with lightning. Absolute power. And that, ladies and gents, is a scary thing to think about. But let me switch gears to another topic that kind of ties into this, but I want to talk about it because I don't see many people actually talking about it. And I noticed this scheme that could be happening, and it could be an apparent stolen election plan of 2024. A lot of people have talked about and continues to talk about 2020 and it possibly being stolen there. But I like to look forward to the future. While doing that, I actually looked into voter registration from my home state of Texas because I was curious, you know, about this due to so many people moving here from other states, having fled states like California and other blue states because of their horrible policies. Now, I just pray these individuals are smart enough to not vote the same way that destroyed their prior state that saw them leave, that made them leave in many cases as well, but we'll just have to see. Having said that, I checked for this reason and noticed some alarming numbers that I want to share with you today. Texas, since about the end of 2022, I believe, has seen a high number of registered voters, but the alarming part is just how many of those were either dead or came back as not a real person or unidentifiable, if you will. This actually can be looked up, by the way, on ssa.gov or the Social Security Administration for anyone that is interested. But when I was looking into this data, anywhere between 12 to as high as over 50% of these came back that way. The same thing is happening in another state, in Missouri as well, But let's take a look at a couple of these weeks so that way I can make my point about this. The latest data that came out for the week ending on March 30th shows that Texas had a total of 225,132 people registered or registering to vote. That many people were trying to register to vote. Of that number, more than 30,000 of them came back as could not find or could not identify, and an additional 4,500 of them came back as deceased. That's 15% of the total number, which is far more than any state. 15% came back as either deceased or could not identify. Even Missouri, another state that this is happening in, was at a little over 10%, which is still way higher than any other state outside of the state of Texas. Now, if we go back to a date last year and take a look, and let's look at the week ending on December 30th. And if you look at that week, we see a similar trend. Looking at Texas, we had a total of 93,733 people who were registering to vote. And of that, 54% fell into either could not confirm or did. If this is the case, the leading cause of death in Texas is registering to vote. So if you happen to be a Democrat, you probably don't want to register to vote because you could end up dead. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. kidding. But that's still a ridiculously high number. Now, why bring this up, you may be asking, and why is this such a big deal? Well, outside of the stolen election theory, let me tell you why. When you look at a lot of the reported electoral college map for what is projected for 2024, you can see that Trump is winning most, if not all, of the swing states like Pennsylvania and Georgia, for example. And due to this, Trump shows to basically win the election in a landslide if it was held today. Now, I think that a lot of those numbers are Will Hove when it comes to those swing states. He might not win a state like Arizona, for example, but even without Arizona, he would still win the election if, again, everything shakes out the way it's being shown right now. Well, if Trump wins all of the swing or battleground states, right? Say he wins all of those. Give them all of them. There's like seven. But he loses Texas, and Texas somehow flips blue. He can't win the election. If you throw Missouri in there, which is seeing the same type of shenanigans happen, then it's even more of a shoe-in for Biden to actually win the White House and for the Democrats to at least keep that branch of government. I know what most of you might be thinking, you know, listening to this, that Texas is a deep red state and Biden couldn't possibly win. But here's the play. Let me give you the play on how he could. Since the last election held in 2020, where Trump won Texas by a little more than 665,000 votes, the state has seen over 2 million registered voters. Of these, if 2/3 of them vote for Biden, then guess what, folks? That gap that was there is more than covered, and the state can flip blue for the first time in over 40 years. The talking point, I believe, from the media will be an easy one if this happens. They will say that, well, because of all those people that moved there from those other blue states, that's why the state flipped. Everyone that is not looking at the data like I am right now, that we're talking about on this podcast today will believe it. But this alarming data screams something nefarious is happening otherwise. This is why I'm pointing it out, because the establishment wants to continue on with the plan that I talked about in the last segment, which is the systematic destruction of the middle and poor class. And that now that Trump and his America First agenda is winning, they know that if Trump wins, that it will throw a monkey wrench into all of that. For years now, the left has been saying that this election coming up in this year is a battle for the soul of our nation. And much like everything else that, you know, they say, they are projecting what their plan on doing. They want to take the soul of the nation and turn it into something that is vile and wicked, and they will pull any trick to do so. Now, my claim is only allegedly, but because even with the data, I can't say that it's 100% the Democrats who's actually doing this, but with everything else that we have seen happening and with some, you know, very recent past events, one can surmise that, yep, it's them. Don't just listen to me. You know, I encourage you to go look all this up for yourself. Then, after you look it up, and if you come to the same conclusion, spread the word, because I believe we can save the soul of this country by voting against them. We are stronger than them, but it takes all of us being together, which I will continue to have faith that there are many of us out there who are. But ladies and gents, that's all I have for today's show. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day again. If you enjoy the content you're listening to here on those different podcasts and platforms, you can like the show, rate the show, subscribe. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. But until the next episode, I hope you all have a good one. I'll talk to you all later. Take care.